Okay, this is December 2nd, and the topic this month is being a present or being present.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Well, as usual, it's so nice to see so many gods and goddesses collected in one room. I hope that that is finally sinking through to everyone, that you truly are connected to this thing that we call God, or this thing we call the universe, or whatever you want to call it. You are one with the thing itself. That means that you have all the same qualities as the thing itself. I used to tell people, you know, we had this expression, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But everyone knows that expression, and they think that means your earthly parents and so forth. But it goes the same with this thing that we call God. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You have those qualities in you. You have those God qualities. Last week I told you that this is the time of year, this is a seasonal time of year, when I absolutely believe that angels are bending near the earth. So this is a time of year when you can realize that for yourself. This is a time of the year when this God potential, this seed that is in you, can start to grow and sprout and do something to bring into your life what you want, regardless of what it is, so that you have a wonderful life. We have been taught all our life that this is a struggle, it's hard, life is this, that, and the other thing. And it's not meant to be that way. We're making it that way. This thing that we call God, this creator, did not create us, throw us down here on the earth and say, now, do the best you can. Struggle. No, we're here on this earth to be victorious. So think of that during these holiday seasons. Think of all those things. Now, the next thing I want to bring up is that it is a metaphysical teaching. I went through that last week with that man that was there, and I had several people call me about that during the week. But that is all right. That man needed to be there. He needed to say what he had to say and so forth. But the reason why I'm telling you again that this is a metaphysical teaching, if you'll notice on my table, there is Mary and Joseph and the Christ child on the thing. And you'd wonder why, as a metaphysician, having Mary and Joseph and the Christ child. Well, you know, Joseph in metaphysics represents wisdom. Always the name Joseph is wisdom. And you remember Joseph, the father of, well, it wasn't the father of Jesus, but anyway. And Mary, of course, is motherhood and all. And then you have the child. So if you look at that metaphysically, you have in front of you there the mother, father, God. And you have what comes out of a mother, father, God. You have the Christ child. Now, the other way to look at that metaphysically is that Christ is being born. And at this time of the year, Christ is being reborn in you. So, and when I say Christ, that doesn't mean this man called Jesus Christ, you know. It means a higher state of consciousness is coming to you at this time of year. If you open and receptive to it, if you open yourself to this wonderful season of the year, you will see that. So that's what Mary and Joseph and the Christ child represented at this time of year. The other thing that they metaphysically they mean is when you want, if you look at Joseph and you look at Mary and you say, intention and focus. Out of that intention and focus comes something. Something is born from that. And that's the Christ consciousness. So if you look at that those little people over there, think of it in a different way. We were never taught that. We were not taught, or I wasn't taught metaphysics when I was a child. We were taught that this was, you know, literally Mary and Joseph, you see. But if you look at it metaphysically, you can see that you have to have a mother, father, God in order to produce something. That's the idea inside of you. The Christ child is the idea that you're birthing inside of you. If it's for wealth, if it's for relationships, whatever it is, this is the time of the year to start thinking of those things and to set your intention and set your focus so that you will have a child. Your child is always, you know, all your thoughts are your children. All the thoughts that you have are your children. You're the one that's creating them all the time. So you have to create the ones that you want, you see. So that is why that Mary and Joseph and the Christ child is out in my home at this time of the year. Of course, you see all these other things around too. All this stuff helps me center myself so that I'm not drawn into this world. And we can be drawn into this world so quickly, especially at this time of the year. What do you hear people say? Oh, I'm not going to bother to celebrate. It's so commercial. It's just so commercial these days. It doesn't have to be commercial. You're the one that's doing that. Why don't you change that, you say? Why don't you become a gift this season, a gift to yourself and a gift to others? Why don't you give yourself as a gift to others? What do I mean when I say give yourself? Give your time. Give your attention to the person. Say something nice and kind about yourself and about other people. That is what this season is about. Say goodwill towards all men. But here again, we're not taught to do those things, are we? We're taught to look at all this. So this becomes a very tense time of year for most people because they think they have to go out and outbuy everybody else. You see, and my gift has to be bigger and more important than the next person's gift. That has nothing to do with it whatsoever. That has nothing to do with Christmas. And people will say, well, yes, but the wise man came with gifts. Well, they came with frankincense and myrrh. That's incense, for God's sake. That wasn't big gifts, you know, that was incense. And incense in that day and age was all over, you know. The caravans of camels carried incense, frankincense, and myrrh, because that's how the perfume and stuff that they had, that's also how they covered up the stink of dead bodies. So that's what the wise men were carrying. But you can give any gift that you want, but try to give the gift of yourself. Try to see that you are truly a gift. You're a miracle. That you're a unique individual. And that you can give yourself to somebody. That does not mean sexually, people. You can do that if you want. You can give yourself sexually. But it means to be kind, to be generous, to be open-hearted with people. Not only at this time of the year, but always be kind and gentle to people. Because we are all one. We are all one. You see, and when I'm being kind to people, I'm being kind to myself and vice versa. So, this is a wonderful, wonderful time of year. So don't let it get you down. Don't let it get you depressed. You know, they say more people commit suicide during this time of year than at any other time because they get very down in the dumps because they have no one. They have no one. You always have someone. This thing that we call God, who's in the hallway, this thing that we call God is always with you, is always right beside you. And you have to remember that. You have to remember that. And as I always say to people, make God one of your best friends. You can talk to God just like you talk to a friend. God does not need all this worship and crap that people want to say all the time. You know, you have to do this, that, and the other thing. God can become your very best friend. So see that during this season. So now, the whole idea about being present, that being present, you hear this all the time. We have that Eckhart Tolle, who always says, wrote a book called The Power of Now, Stay in the Now, Stay in the Now. Well, we've heard that since day one, have we not? Oh, it's the now. The now is all that counts. Well, what does your mind do with that? The mind doesn't know what to do with that. You know, if we knew what we would do with that, we would stay in the now, wouldn't we? Well, we don't stay in the now. Why don't we stay in the now? Because we allow the world to pull us. The world is clamoring for our attention. And it usually can get it. It'll just keep hammering and hammering till you start to pay attention to that. Don't fall for that. Stay in this moment. People are so worried. How many people do you know that are worried? I'm getting old now. What am I going to do when I really get old? Where am I going to go? Am I going to have enough money to get through the world? Am I going to get enough? Do I have to go to a rest home? Do I have to do this? Are you there now? Are you there now? People think, oh, I'll run out of money. Have you ever run out of money? Maybe. Are you going to run out of money? Do you have enough money right now, this very moment? That's all you need. To stay in this present. To stay in this present moment. In the present moment, everything you want is yours. Everything you need is right here, right now. You see. But your mind says, oh, I have to make more money. I have to have this. I have to do that. I have to do this. All that. You don't have to do any of those things. You have to stay in the present moment and say to yourself, I am healthy, I am happy, I am prosperous at this very moment. And if you do that, you take that to the next moment and then the next moment. But we allow our mind, which is loaded with negativity and fear, to say, ah, what's going to happen to me? Where am I going to go? What if I'm thrown out on the street? What if I become a bad person? I say to people, if I become a bad person, I will live under the bridge and I will decorate it. Let's say, you don't have to live that way. If you're going to do it, stay in the now, stay in this moment. If you're feeling good right now, stay feeling good right now. You don't have to fall for all these things that the world tells you to. And here again, if you turn on that television set, you have to be very, very careful, because they're going to tell you that you're falling apart. They're going to tell you that, and you better start preparing for it. This is going to happen. That is going to happen to you. Nothing is going to happen to you. Nothing is going to happen to you. If you stay in the present moment and you know that this thing called God, whatever that is to you, I don't know what exactly that is, but if you stay in that present moment and know that this thing called God is taking care of you, then you're always going to be taken care of. You're not going to be kicked to the curb. And so many people are afraid of that. As they get older, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, this is going to happen to them, that's going to happen to them. And fear sets in, because the world is too convincing, and it convinces you of that. I don't know during the day when I'm home here how many times somebody calls me and they want me to buy a walk-in tub because I'm getting old and I'll need a walk-in tub. I say to them, well, first of all, I'm not that old, and second of all, I don't take baths, and I hang up on them. You see? But we all think, oh, one day I won't be able to get in and out of the tub. Why do you want to think that one day you won't be able to get in and out of the tub? You see? I mean, that's ridiculous to think, let that thought go through your head. That's ridiculous. We have to stay in the present moment. We have to know that everything is right for us, right here and right now. That nothing is wrong at this present moment. Everyone here tonight, are you feeling good at this present moment? Then take that with you. Take that present moment with you. Don't let your mind say, oh yeah, but tomorrow I may get a cold, I may get this may happen and that may happen, or whatever this mind is going to do to you. Andy had sort of, I'll call it a semi-aha experience. Casey said, "Oh, what was that smell out front?" He immediately thought it meant something bad, something like dog doo-doo or something.
I use the word stink.
Stink. And it wasn't. He liked the fragrance of it, you see. But our mind immediately goes to the negative. We are trained to go to the negative. We must retrain ourselves so that we go to the positive. And we must stay on the positive side of life. That is what being in the present is all about, or staying in the now. And when you're in the present, you are a present to everybody, because you're not doing all that stuff. You're not doing all that stuff. You're saying to people at the present, I have people call. They call me on the phone and they complain about all the stuff I hang up on them. You know, I say, "I'm sorry." And I just hang up on them. I don't want to hear that. You know, I have a friend, he stopped calling because he wanted to tell me about a shoulder operation that he had. And he wanted to go through the whole thing. Like, I was a doctor of some sort. I said, "You know, I don't want to hear this. I'm sorry that this happened to you. Now, why don't you go into healing instead of bringing this up the rest of your life?" When we do that, that's called woundology. And you cannot be in the present when you go into woundology. What do I mean by woundology? That you, something happens to you, and before you tell it, how many people do you meet and you say, "Oh, how are you? Oh, I'm an abused person. I was abused. Did I ask you that? Did I need that information?" I'm asking, but they have to go through the past before they can get to the present. "Oh, you know, I'm an alcoholic. Do I care?" They have to go through that whole cycle to get to the present, instead of saying, "I'm fine. I don't need to know if somebody's sick. I don't need to know if somebody's an alcoholic. I don't need to know any of those things." But that person that becomes the main thing in their minds. So they have to tell everybody that. But they can't be in the present when you have woundology, that you have to go through that whole thing. "You know, my father was very mean to me when I was a child. I didn't even know your father, and I could care less." You see. Now, that may sound hard and all that, but it's not. You have to give that up. You have to say to them, "I'm sorry that happened to you, but let's talk about something else. Let's come to the present. Let's know that this was a wonderful life," you see, especially this time of year. We all watch that movie always, don't we? A Wonderful Life on television. And it is a wonderful life. And it's a wonderful life when you stay in the present moment. Nothing can really get you down if you stay in the present moment. The mind likes to tell you and likes to remind you of what happened. "Oh, well, remember this, remember that." Stop remembering those things. The more you remember those things, the more you make a groove in your mind, and you'll just keep remembering those things. You see? When I was young, I grew up with a lot of people who drank. And it was horrible because they told the same story. As soon as I got drunk enough, they told me the same story over and over. I knew every story that they had, verbatim. And they never changed it. It's a tape going on inside of your head. It's just a tape. Get a new tape, people. Get a new tape. And this is a wonderful season to do that, because this is a season of rebirth. This is a season of rebirth. You see? So, what do you want to bring into your life? What do you want to rebirth in your life? What do you want to get rid of? What habit do you want to lose during this season? Think of those things. And you can do it. You can get rid of those things. We've all changed over the years. And we can keep changing. That's the most wonderful thing about life. It is not a constant. It changes constantly. And your mind, You have to let your mind change for the better. Not going to the negative, but going to the positive. You see, it's a choice. All life is a choice, people. We're the ones that are choosing that. You can choose to be happy, or you can choose not to be happy. People are sitting around for happiness to hit them in the face. Happiness is not going to hit you in the face, people. You've got to start that. Everything that you are looking for is within you. You have to draw those things out. The world tells you it's out there. The world tells you that Coca-Cola gives you happiness. Now, how can Coca-Cola give you happiness? It cannot do that. But yet people, oh, I'm down. I'll have a Coca-Cola and I'll be happy. No. It's your mind that makes you happy. All is mind. We cannot get away from that concept that this is a mental world we live in. It's a mental world we live in. And at this time of the year, we have to remember that so that we don't fall into all this thing that, oh, it's a horrible, I hate Christmas, it's so commercial. It does not have to be that way. It does not have to be that way. It can be what you want it to be. You're the one that can bring the joy and the happiness into your life, and you're the only one that can do that. And if you think buying somebody a great big gift and so forth is going to do that, make the person happy, it's not going to work, people. You're spending the money the wrong way. If you want to spend money like that, uselessly, give it to me. You know, give it to me and I'll take it. I could do much better with it. You know, that's like, how many people do you know that want somebody to love them? They think, well, I'll take them to dinner, I'll take them to the movie, I'll do this for them, I'll do that, I'll buy them an expensive gift, the person's going to love me. Well, that person doesn't love you, well, count one iota. One iota. You cannot do that. You see, you must start to love yourself. Just love yourself and let that love go out from you, especially during this season. This is the season of love. This is the season of joy. So fill yourself with love. Fill yourself with joy. And give that as your gift. Be that present to the other person, you see. If you want to give them something, that's fine too. But don't think that the gift is the end-all, be-all. The gifts that you're doing, some of those things are absolutely beautiful. And I certainly like beautiful things. But they do not bring you happiness. They do. You have to make up your mind to be happy. And when you make up your mind to be happy, when you choose to be happy, you will be happy. But if you're waiting for something to happen, like winning the lotto, or the right person comes into your life, it will not work. Life is an inside job. It starts inside of you. So think of those things during this season. And know that this thing called a Christ consciousness or a God seed is starting to grow inside of you during this season. And it's going to bloom. It's going to come out as, again, we'll use the Christ child, as the Christ child. So there was Joseph and Mary and the Christ child. And you know perfectly well, we understand that Joseph never had any contact with Mary, you see. But they had a Christ child anyway, you see. So these are the things that we want to look at during this season. But the main thing we want to do is stay in the moment. Stay present. Don't let your mind go to all those things. You could have horrible experiences every Christmas. Don't have one this Christmas. When I was a child, we had horrible Christmases because my father would get drunk. And it was dreadful. And every year, my mother would say, now that's not going to happen again next year. And every year, it happened again. It happened again. You see? You must make those choices, you see. And you must say, I'm not going to put up with that. I'm not going to do this. And this is the way I'm going to live my life. And especially, this is the way I'm going to enjoy my Christmas. And I'm going to enjoy it to the fullest this year because I know what it really is about. It's about my mind. It's about my mind conceiving a new idea. Conceiving a new idea of who I am. You see? So ask yourself, who are you? Are you really? We say many times, I'm a child of the universe. I'm a child of God. I am a child of the light. I am this. Well, if you are those things, then you have to live up to those things. You have to be able to do that for yourself. And you can. And this time of year, because I'm, as I said before, angels are bending near the earth, consciousness changes during this time of year. I think what last week I said, everyone knows the idea, or should be able to know when it's Sunday, even if you don't look at a calendar. Doesn't the atmosphere on Sundays always change? There's something different about a Sunday. And that's what's going on in this time of year. Something new is entering the world, is entering your consciousness. And it's this thing of being able to conceive a brand new idea that you're going to take in to the new year. That you're going to take in to the new year. So if you want to call it rebirth, if you want to call it, I don't know what else you want to call it, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. But stay in this moment. Stay in this moment. Know that every need is being met right here and right now. And don't let your mind start that worrying, well, what am I going to do tomorrow? I may not have any food. Well, it's not tomorrow. It's not tomorrow. This thing called God will take care of you. The universe will take care of you. Somehow it will come. And I'm sure in your life, you have always found that to be true. Something came to you when you thought, oh, I can't make it, or I won't have this, I won't, did it not? You're here, aren't you? You're here. Something took care of you. What was that that took care of you? It has to be this spirit, this thing called God. So at this time of the year, you're going to see more of it. People are going to be a little kinder to each other. So take advantage of that. All these things, these rituals and stuff that we've been doing now, this Mary and Joseph and the Christ Child has been around 2,000 years now. So it has to have some kind of importance if it stayed around for 2,000 years. You see, no one has been able to disprove that. No one has been able to disprove that. And even though Mary and Joseph are only mentioned in the Bible, they're not mentioned in secular history at all, you know. And they don't run parallel to it. There's nothing in history books that tell you that Jesus was born. It's nothing. It's completely ignored, you see. Does that mean it didn't happen or didn't? Or it did happen? Who cares? Here again, who cares? It's the idea behind it. It's the metaphysics behind it. It's what it can do for you. It's how it can make you feel. And at this time of year, it can make you feel great to know that you are a part of this whole thing. That you are a part of this thing that we call God. You're part of this thing that we call the universe. You see, you cannot get away from that. So be kind to yourself. Start with yourself. Learn that. And then you can be kind to somebody else. Everyone wants to be kind to somebody. And then they treat themselves horribly. It starts with you. It starts with you. You can't feel good about yourself by doing good things for other people. People feel that's a fallacy that the world likes to tell you. Oh, you'll feel better if you do this for this person and that person. You may for a moment feel better. But you'll feel great once you start to really like yourself, once you start to really love yourself, once you allow all those qualities that are inside of you to come to the forefront and rule your life with those. We all have the God potential within us. We have all kinds of potential within us. Excuse me. It's up to us to pull those qualities, those God qualities, from us, from deep inside of us, and not allow the world to tell you how to think, what to think. You have to start doing it for yourself. You have to start doing it for yourself. I often say this, and I'll say it again. I can talk here and I can tell you all these things, but I cannot think for you any more than I can eat for you. You must learn to think for yourself. And you have a choice always in what you want to think. So why would anyone want to think that they're unhappy when they can think happy thoughts and be happy? But we're told that. And if you think you're unhappy long enough, then you have a depression set in, and then you go to a doctor and he gives you a pill. You say, do you want to take pills? I don't think so. I don't think you want to take pills. What you want to do is find those qualities within you. Know that they are there. Maybe you haven't used them yet. They may be dormant, but they're not dead. They may be dormant, but they're not dead. They are still there, waiting, ready for you. And this is the time of year when you can do that for yourself. When this wonderful season of rebirth is upon us, we can do these things. And we can be kind to ourselves and to others. And we can fill ourselves with joy, and we can share joy with other people. You see? And that's a wonderful quality. So, stay in the moment. Stay in this present moment. Don't allow your mind to take you somewhere else. What am I going to do when I retire? Well, you're not retired yet. What are you thinking about? You know? But we're taught that in the world. We're taught to prepare for, always we're preparing for the future. Always we have to save. Always we have to do this. Always we have to do that. I mean, it's all lined up for us, isn't it? All the commercials, everything you see is lined up. Instead of saying, I'm going to trust in this power called God. I'm going to trust in this thing called the universe to take care of me. To bring into my life all the things that I want. And when you do that, it happens for you. It happens for you. But we buy in to all this stuff that the world has to offer us out there. We buy into it and we think that that is the way it is. What is running the world at the present moment is not the consciousness of God, is not spirit, is not running this world at the present moment. What is running this world at the present moment is economics. You have to make more money so that you can buy more goods. And that is the mantra that's going on. That is the mantra that's going on. More, 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 more. Keep it coming, keep it coming. You say. And that is not what this life is all about. Not that I think that you should live with nothing. That's a possibility, by the way. We can all do that. It's nice to have nice things. Look around, for goodness sakes. I can't say I don't like nice things or I don't like lots of things. I like things. But that's not where my life is. That is not where my life is. I have an inner life going on, a wonderful life. And I'll tell you this. People say, well, perhaps, well, where'd you get all this stuff? I have no idea where I got all this stuff, but I'll tell you when I started to get all this stuff is when I started to believe in the universe, that it was taking care of me. When I started to believe in myself, when I knew that this thing called God was not going to let me down, then all this stuff started to appear. All this stuff started to appear. Some of it came from people, came from out of there, came from this. Christine's and I said, well, where'd you get all these mirrors? I have no idea where I got all these mirrors. Some were given to me, some came this way, some came that way. You know, the two small ones she noticed, and I said, well, they're Christmas decorations. They came from a shop. She thought they were really expensive. You're saying, who cares if they're expensive or not? I don't care if myself is expensive or not. If I like it, I like it. But what I'm trying to say is, once you give up all this grasping, all this stuff, then things come to you. Things come to you when you give up grasping for it. Did I ever tell you the story about how they catch monkeys? You know, they put rice inside of a ball with a hole that size. The monkey wants that rice. It puts its hand in and it grabs a handful of rice. Now it can't get its hand out, and it will not give up the rice. In order to live, you must give up the rice so your hand can come back out. But once, I'm not going to give that up. I've got to have my stuff. And that's how they catch a monkey. And that is how the world catches us. That is how the world catches us. We will not let it go. And we have to let it go in order for our hand to come out so that we have freedom. So with economics, at the present moment it's running this world all over. There's nowhere that economics is not running the world. People like to think that God or spirit is running the world. God and spirit are, at the present moment, are not running the world. It's economics. And that is not a good state. And that is why, as this season progresses, people get more and more and more anxious. Because they want more, they want more, they have to give more, they have to give a bigger gift, they have to do this, they have to do that. Don't do that to yourself. Be the present. Give somebody something. Call them and say, Jesus, you know, I like our friendship. I like you very much. This is what people want to hear. You know, say, very easy, very simple. Stay in the present moment. Stay in the present moment. Love yourself up one side and down the other. You know, they say that you can spoil children. You can't spoil children. And you can't spoil yourself. Give yourself every little thing. Now, when I say give yourself every little thing, I do not mean to go out and run your credit cards up sky high. I mean give yourself the attention that you deserve. Give yourself attention. Pay attention to yourself. Pay attention to your thinking. And you can pay attention to your thinking and what you really want in life when you're in the present moment. But when your mind's going this way and that way and this way and that way, you say, I don't know how many people here take yoga. You see, in yoga they always say, calm yourself, quiet yourself, and bring your mind back into your body before you start the exercises. You have to, because your mind is always going in some other direction. Bring it back to the present moment and say to yourself, I'm sitting here on these chairs. I can feel this chair. I can feel myself. I am in the moment. I am not allowing my mind to say, oh, I have to get up and go to work in the morning. I have to go do this. I have to do da, 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 da. Stay in the present moment, please, people. Try it. takes a minute to do that because we're not used to. And the world is pulling us and pulling us and pulling us. So, I've said this before. The only power that there is in the present moment. That is where the point of power is. You cannot have power in the past, and you cannot have power in the future. You can only have power in the present moment. It doesn't exist outside the present moment. So this season, learn to look at the different things. The decorations and all. I love them, the decorations and all. I realize that most of those decorations and so forth are from pagan religions and so forth. Doesn't bother me in the least. Doesn't bother me in the least. If it's pretty, I'm going to get it. And I'm going to make my life wonderful because I'm learning to stay in the present moment. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.